Arnold Schwarzenegger, candidate for governor of California, held his first full-fledged news conference today, and he promised, after his electoral victory, to start working on the state's economic problems quickly.
The day I'm sworn in, I will take action. I will call a special session of the legislature to enact reforms to correct a system that imposes unaffordable costs on our employers. I will not sign a budget without workers' compensation reform. Our working men and women deserve better. And our economic recovery demands and depends on reform.
Schwarzenegger is the front-running Republican contender in the race to replace Governor Gray Davis if he should be recalled in the election on October 7th. Schwarzenegger is used to the Hollywood press, but up until now he hasn't spoken to California political reporters at any length, nor has he laid out how he would solve the state's problems. NPR's John McChesney was at the news conference, and he joins us now from Los Angeles. John, any specifics from Arnold Schwarzenegger on exactly how he would deal with the California budget problem?
Well, not specific figures, Melissa, but he did say he would make a lot of cuts, but not any in education. And as you might expect from a Republican, he won't raise taxes. Pressed on that, he said he would never say never. There might be a natural disaster or something. But he said over the past 14 days, he'd talked with many economists and businessmen, and no one could come up with the same figure for the state's operating deficit. So he says, until we understand this budget, we can't be specific, he said. So he's going to appoint an outside audit commission when he's elected to figure out what's going on with the state budget, and he'll give them 60 days to come up with an audit. The reporters pressed him very hard on to name one program he would cut, and he refused to do it.
It seemed he wasn't running away from his background in any way. He made jokes about bodybuilding, joking that advisor Warren Buffett would have to do sit-ups if he kept talking about Proposition 13. Any other glimmers of what an Arnold Schwarzenegger governorship would look like?
Well, he was asked, just on a joke front, he was asked if he could get along with a democratically dominated state legislature. And he said, well, I've lived with a Democrat for 20 years, and I get along with her just fine. So I think I can get along with the legislature.
Referring to his wife, Maria Shriver.
Right.
This was billed as an economic summit. How did that work?
Well, it's a very unusual gathering. First, he met in a closed meeting here after the media had been invited, with former Secretary of State George Shultz and billionaire Warren Buffett and 20 other businessmen and economists. These are his economic council. And that meeting went on for 2.5 hours, and when he came out, very little emerged about what had gone on in there. He had economists, representatives from Silicon Valley, his Hollywood agent, and a Mexican restaurant owner. No unions there, though.
How is the campaign shaping up overall? I understand that the latest independent polls are showing Governor Davis in a great deal of trouble with Arnold Schwarzenegger and the lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante, neck and neck.
Well, a recent field poll showed that 58% of the people want to dump Governor Davis. Now, remember that this is a two-part ballot, and the governor has to get 51% of the vote. He has a very high bar, and that poll is showing him in deep trouble. The second question is, who do you want to replace the governor with? And Arnold Schwarzenegger and Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, are sort of neck and neck. 22% of voters say they're likely to vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and 25% say they're likely to vote for Bustamante.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, John, I can only imagine the feeding frenzy that this news conference set off.
It's just unbelievable. It's Los Angeles. It's Hollywood. We had reporters from all over the country. There were 60 video cameras here. Languages from all over the world. All of the entertainment press was here. It was packed, and the political reporters were quite aggressive.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's John McChesney in Los Angeles.